From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is pledging to end the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which allows gays and lesbians to serve in the military as long as they do not disclose their sexual orientation or act on it.
I'm working with the Pentagon, its leadership, and the members of the House and Senate on ending this policy. Legislation has been introduced in the House to make this happen. I will end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's my commitment to you.
The president was speaking at a fundraising dinner in Washington for the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay rights organization. Mr. Obama also said he will sign a federal hate crimes bill that is expected to clear Congress soon. In Pakistan, commandos have stormed the country's top military installation, and an army spokesman says 22 of the soldiers who were being held hostage there by militants have been freed. Six soldiers were killed earlier when gunmen attacked the complex. NPR's Julie McCarthy has the latest.
Within the space of a half hour, two loud explosions were heard in the vicinity of the Army headquarters. Gunfire followed as Pakistani commandos stormed the building that was laid siege by suspected Taliban militants. Helicopter gunships hovered overhead as military personnel were reported to have secured the building. Ambulances have also arrived on the scene. The Army spokesman, Major General Attar Abbas, said the operation is reaching its logical conclusion. There is no confirmation as yet on how many gunmen were present inside the security building or how many may have been killed in the assault. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Chief Justice of California's Supreme Court is sharply criticizing that state's government, calling it dysfunctional because of its reliance on the referendum process to make policy. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
Chief Justice Ronald M. George said the widespread use of voter referendums in California to change state laws gives special interest groups too much power. He says it handcuffs legislators and becomes a burden to the judicial branch. In remarks delivered to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Justice George warned of California's system of direct democracy. He said the result is a system that places California lawmakers in a fiscal straitjacket that makes them unable to solve the state's financial crisis. The result, said George, is growing debt because there is no political will to either curb spending or to raise taxes. The state high court then incurs the displeasure of the voting public, said George, when it has to resolve legal challenges to voter initiatives. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
French troops fired on pirates in the Indian Ocean today to keep them from seizing two French-flagged fishing boats. Then Coast Guard vessels from the Seychelles chased and captured 11 men suspected of involvement in the failed attack. France's government has been positioning troops aboard fishing vessels to protect them from gangs of Somali pirates. This is NPR News from Washington. Mexico's Minister of Agriculture is offering reassurance that there will be no repeat of the problems with exports of Mexican produce, which caused a nationwide salmonella outbreak in the United States earlier this year. James Bleers in Mexico City reports.
The salmonella outbreak earlier this year, which sickened more than 1,400 people throughout the United States, was finally traced to chili peppers grown in Mexico. Mexico's agriculture minister, Francisco Mayorga, says a Mexican nationwide sanitary protocol is being established in compliance to FDA regulations to root out contaminated products before they can reach the U.S.
We are working closely with the American authorities, Mexican farmers, and Mexican authorities in order to prevent that type of risk and other risks.
Almost 500,000 tons of Mexican chili peppers are imported into the United States annually. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A registered nurse has asked a judge in New York to block that state's requirement that all healthcare workers be vaccinated against the H1N1 swine flu and seasonal flu. The State Nurses Association has encouraged its members to get vaccinated voluntarily, but the group opposes mandatory vaccinations. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says the swine flu is already having a significant impact in the U.S., especially among young people.
The number of children that have died from the flu already is almost as much as an entire average flu season, and we just had 19 deaths among children, tragically, just this past week, associated with the H1N1 flu.
Fauci was interviewed on NBC's Today Show. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.